Well, as sinners saved by grace, let's rise for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated. These Sundays of Easter, our worship begins in a bit of a different way than we are used to. Instead of confessing our sins and hearing God's promise of forgiveness, we begin at the waters of baptism, being reminded again of all that God claims on, puts all the claims that God puts on us in those baptismal waters. One of the most important things that comes out of that water is that importance of God naming us as God's own beloved children. God calling us by name, claiming us as God's own. One of the things that we learn about God, what we learn about Jesus, is that often that they will give us names that we may or may not be ready to receive. You saw that as Jesus at times would change the name of his disciples, giving them a new purpose and a new sense of where they were going in the world. We saw it in the Old Testament when God would change the names of people, giving them a new path into a new future. Well, today Jesus gives us a new name. And it's a new name that when we hear the word, we don't quite hear it the way it would have been heard when Jesus spoke it. Today, Jesus calls us friends. And when Jesus calls us friends, he's actually calling us beloved. Now, I think for most of us, we would reserve the term beloved for family, closer unit of people around us. We might have a couple of friends who we would call beloved. But Jesus tells us that we are beloved of him and that we are to see those around us as beloved. In John's gospel, there's not a talk about neighbors, but instead a talk about friends. And there's a moment in all of this that it sounds a little bit like you have to come to a specific conclusion. Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." But then Jesus goes on and does something even more amazing. He says, "I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends. I have named you something new. I have called you something to live up into. Now, I want you to think back to your childhood, okay? In your childhood, there may have been a moment where you had a couple of groups of friends. And sometimes your parents liked one group of friends more than they liked another group of friends. Anybody ever have that happen to them? A couple of you? Okay. So what did your parents do? They tried to steer you towards the friends that they thought were going to keep you on the straight and narrow, right? Parents tend to do that. They tend to steer us in the direction they would hope that we would go. And it's one of those things that I think so often that we kind of take for granted in our lives of faith that we would say as parents, and we would say as people to say, well, if you're going to pick a friend, well, make Jesus your friend, right? We would all say that, make Jesus your friend. But I also want to remind you what Jesus calls us to when Jesus says that we are his friends. And there's a quote, actually, from a professor, from a writer, and she starts it with that if clause, but I'm going to read the quote saying we've been called friend by Jesus. So when we have been called friend by Jesus, then the Christian vocation is to give love freely and generously without counting the cost and without wondering and worrying about who is on the receiving end of our limitless love. You see, when Jesus calls us friend, Jesus calls us out into the world, out into the margins. Think about who it was that Jesus hung out with. Jesus hung out with tax collectors and prostitutes. Jesus spent time in places where the good of his day didn't want to be seen. And so this one who calls us friend calls us out into the world. And I want us to think for a moment. Think for a moment about the place where God may be calling us today. Places in the world where God may be telling us to be friends, to look for those who are beloved. I think God would want us to friend a sixth grade girl who decides to take a gun to school and shoots a couple of classmates and a teacher. I think Jesus would want us to be a friend to call beloved. The so many throughout these last months of the pandemic who have contemplated or died by suicide because they couldn't see a way out of life as it is today. I think Jesus would call us to be friend and beloved to those kids who can't find a place, who haven't found their way to school online, who are being left even farther behind than they have been before. I think Jesus is calling us to be friend, to call beloved those who have drifted away from our own community of faith in this time. Now, I think at first that can sound like a heavy, heavy load for each of us to carry. But I want to remind you for a moment of where we are in John's Gospel. In John's Gospel, this is part of what is known as the farewell discourse. This is the time when Jesus is building up those who have been following him to go forward into life when he is no longer with them. He's giving them as many tools as he can to figure out how it is that we live into the world that we are being called into. And so it started last week. This is a continuation of those words that we are told that we are connected to the vine that is Christ Jesus. That, as Pastor Tom said last week, we give thanks for God who is that good pruner, that takes off those places that are dead, that cuts back the growth when it's going the wrong direction, that helps the vine to be true and strong. And so in the midst of these words that we hear today, in the midst of Jesus calling us friends, we are first told to continue to abide in Christ's love. You see, without Christ's love, none of these things are possible. Without Christ's love, we would fall short. We wouldn't be able to complete what God has done. But Jesus sets the bar high. He tells us that to be friends, that we need to be willing to lay our life down for one another. And Jesus has given us examples of this. In fact, we've heard them throughout the last couple of months. On the fourth Sunday of Easter, we always think of Jesus as the good shepherd. And in those verses, Jesus is both in one case the gate, in another place that shepherd. But it says right there that he lays down his life for his sheep. He's starting to teach us what this means. If you go all the way back to Maundy Thursday, we hear of Jesus washing his disciples' feet. Now, some people have called this the sacrament of friendship because that's in a sense what Jesus is doing, is naming what it means to be a friend to someone else, to do something that is so unexpected and so out of what society would say. But there's also a moment in the midst of that scripture where Jesus lays down his life, when he removes his outer robe and puts down his outer robe, the words there are the same words as laying down his life. You see, Jesus is teaching us what this means as we go along. And there'll be another time ahead in John's gospel when you get to John 18 and they're in the garden. Once again, you'll see what it means for Jesus to lay his life down for his friends. Because he meets those who would arrest him at the garden gate to turn himself over, to lay down his life for his friends. Another quote from Gail O'Day. Jesus gave everything to his friends, his knowledge of God and his own life. Jesus is our model for friendship because he loved without limits, and he makes it possible for us to live a life of friendship because we have been transformed by everything he shared with us. Through friendship, we come to know God, and through friendship, we enact the love of God. We can risk being friends because Jesus has been a friend to us. Siblings in Christ, we are friends of Jesus when we are friends with one another. We learn what this relationship means when we are in relationship with one another. This isn't simply a relationship between me and Jesus, but it's between me and Jesus and all of you. We learn what it means to love by loving one another. We learn what it means to care by caring for one another. We learn what it means to trust by trusting one another. You see, we need one another to know Jesus. And it's interesting, you might say, we're going to hear a song in a couple of minutes, and it's a very personal song. Because the refrain says, "I am a friend of God." And the singer repeats that many times, and so I want you to think of it in this way. Have you ever had to try to convince yourself of something? Have you ever tried to convince yourself that something is true, that something is important, that something is necessary? So he's going to say, they're going to sing, "I am a friend of God," three different times. And I want you to hear that as, the first time isn't very confident. The second time's a little more confident. And the third time is even more confident. And the reason why those you can have that building up is because of the next line. And the next line is, He, meaning God, calls me friend. We can be confident that we are friends of God because God has called us friend first. This is what it means for us to be God's beloved in the world, to be God's beloved to one another, to be friends to one another, to be willing, just maybe willing, to lay down our life for our friends. But to know that there is no strength of our own that we can do this in. There is no right kind of thought that we can have to accomplish this. But only through that connection we have to the vine. That connection that we have to Jesus, the love from Jesus that flows through us, that any of this can be possible. And of course, that love, that everything that flows through us, we heard it so well proclaimed in the choir song, that's the grace of God. That's the grace of God. So God has named us. Named us as children in our baptism, but Jesus has called us friends so that we might be the friends in the world that Jesus has called us to be. Looking for those places where Jesus would be on the outside in the margins, and looking for that place, being in that place ourselves. To truly see one another as those beloved friends. Amen.